Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to talk about a new way of living free from sin and set apart for God. And that's so important because, you know, as we've been talking throughout this program, you know, listen, God's called us for a higher purpose. He's given us a vision for life. And, you know, before, when you didn't know Christ, when I didn't know Christ, I didn't have the greater vision of why I was here. You know, it's interesting that when you don't know the Lord, you think that you're here for your own purposes and your own plans. Until you realize, oh, that's right, that wasn't my idea. And maybe God fashioned me when he knitted me in my mother's womb and he knew me before the foundations of the earth. And since he's the one that had a plan for my existence, that maybe I should find out what it is that God wants me to do. And then I will actually, you know, reach the, you know, my purpose. And so many people are trying to define their purpose on their own apart from God. And let me save you a lot of, you know, right? I mean, you take firefighter exams and try to put, you know.
It was all part of the process.
All part of the process. Mm-hmm. Realize I cannot add 2 + 2. This is not for me.
It was not the will of God.
It was not the will of
God. No matter how many times I try.
And we're thankful that he's not a firefighter today, but that he obeyed the will of God.
That's right.
Aren't you grateful?
Oh, yes.
But isn't it amazing that how you think that at that time in your life, man, this is it. This is it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought that was the way to go.
I'm going
to
be an astronaut. I'm going to be an... No, you're not. No. Well, you can't add. You can't do it. That's not what you're going to do. You're not going to be a firefighter.
No.
You know?
No.
But you can do what God has called you to do. Because what's really cool about God is that he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. You know what I mean? So when you're called, he'll begin to start putting you in his own training, if you will, his own, you'll be under his tutelage. And he has other helps that he'll bring along to help you and prepare you for what he has in store. But as believers, when we enter a relationship with God, you know, we understand that, let's look back a little bit, rewind the tape. Why did Jesus come? Mm-hmm. He came to redeem a people. He came to redeem us, not for ourselves, but for him. He was looking for a people. And sometimes we get this confused. You know, we act as if this is not true. And we come to God in this era of new way of living, and we've been taught, and you know, just accept the Lord. You know, just accept Jesus, and then you know, look for the scriptures, if you will, that help you out. You know what I mean? That agree with what is important to you, right? A help manual. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good one, right? Instead of looking at the Word of God as it actually is, the Word of God, instructions for your life. I like what someone said, basic instructions before leaving earth, right? That's what the Bible stands for. You got to know what God is saying. And Lord, you know, we're not just accepting Jesus as Savior, but we're accepting him as Lord, as Master, as the boss. So what does that mean? That means that what he says is what we do. What he says is law, if you will, and that we surrender ourselves to that. And what's interesting is that this is the same Jesus who John the Baptist had the revelation. He knew that there was one who was coming, but when he saw him, I mean, wouldn't you love to be at that moment when John the Baptist put his eyes on the one? He couldn't help but, and read all the scriptures, I mean, just read every word in the Bible, slow down and put your finger on it, but he said, behold. I mean, like, in today's, it'd be like, watch out. Hey, look at that. You know, there he is. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's how John the Baptist introduced Jesus. And it's like, okay, he takes away the sin of the world. God didn't come so that you can keep your sin and then get an upgrade. No, it's to eradicate and walk away from sin. And not to be comfortable with it. When Jesus was ministering to the woman caught in adultery, he said, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
Leave this lifestyle of sin. We're not going to reach perfection until we are with the Lord. This is not about a perfection. This is about a lifestyle of sin and what's acceptable to us and what's not acceptable to us. And so I love what 2 Peter says, which I think is awesome, because it's talking about God's intended way for us. And we find out in 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power, which is God, has given us everything we need for life and godliness. How many times do we walk around thinking, you know, I just need this one more thing. If I could just read this one more book about this revelation, you know, if I can hear one more testimony about how they overcame, you know what I'm saying? If I could just go to one more conference or have somebody else to lay their hands on me, if I could just, no. The Bible says His divine power has given us everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did some extra research, and I did look up that word everything in the Bible.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
And it means everything. Everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge, our intimate encounter of Him,
mm-hmm.
who has called us by His own glory and goodness. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Because we know that God has not called us in this new way of living, mm-hmm. right? Which means separate from sin and separated to Him. That you know, we're putting away old ways. If any man be in Christ, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And we say that, okay, Lord, You're boss of my life. I'm no longer in charge. And so You call the shots. You're the king of my heart. And so our life begins to line up with that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now we recognize that God has equipped us and blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing. But we also know, that's what Ephesians talks about, that in 1 Peter, he's telling us he's given us divine power. Divine power. And he's given us everything we need for life and for godliness. So God doesn't call us to do anything that we cannot do if we trust in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Verse 4 says, through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. See, we can escape the corruption of the world. We can escape those things that we Hebrews talks about, that sin that so easily entangles us, that messes us up. We can escape that because God's given us promises. He's given us hope. He's given us a way so that what? We can participate. We can play an active role in that His divine nature.
Yeah, that's huge when you connect that. It's just like when it says, how is it the fact that we can escape the corruption in the world caused by our evil desires? And it's just like so often it's like we see just what the outcome is in the world, but never connect that to, dear God, what sin in my life before I came to know You, or my walking out now, my own evil desires that I'm warring with, like Paul talks about, that has brought this about. And it's just like God empowers us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's just like, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take captive every thought, make it obedient to Christ. It's like we have that ability to change our surroundings by getting in alignment with the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And it's like, that's so empowering.
It is, because God didn't call us to have an upgrade in life.
Yeah.
He called us to have a new way of living.
Amen.
This is a new way of living. This is a journey with God, to walk in closeness with Him and intimacy with Him. But here's the thing. When you walk with God, you're going to walk with God on His terms, not on your terms.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to walk with Him according to His word, not your idea of what His word says. God has the final say. He has it. And our hearts should be softened to the point that we want to embrace that. We want to embrace His ways. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, since we have these promises, we have them. Dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. See, we have to be able to engage God. It's the Holy Spirit that will help us to purify us and to cleanse us. But if have the wrong mindset, and it's being shared that, listen, I mean, stay where you're at. You don't have to change your life. Just accept Jesus, get the fire insurance, get the manual for a motivated and inspired life and just pick out what you want there and let it apply. And you know what? We need to be able to share the entire gospel. We need to preach the full gospel, cover to cover, you know, Genesis through Revelation. And we can't pull out scriptures that we don't agree with. I mean, it says here in the Bible, right? Purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness, which means that you can be contaminated. You can fall to corruptible desires, and be careful of those that you hang with, because the Bible tells us that bad company, what? Corrupts good character.
Yeah.
God has called us to a new way of living. He's given us a vision, and God has equipped us to what he has called us to. We can enjoy an awesome relationship with the Lord, free from the entanglement of sin, from death and destruction, and we can live a set-apart life, growing in the knowledge of God, moving in the purity of God, and allowing him to set us free and bring us into a wonderful journey, and along with him for all eternity. You can do it. Embrace this new way of living. God didn't call you for an upgrade. He came to take over. And if you surrender your life to him, it'll be a wonderful journey you will never, ever forget.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.